Fuel. It is the one cost that will make or break an airline faster than anything else. Pilots know this. Every pre-flight, you're looking at fuel prices, fuel burn, fuel reserves. You plan around it. You budget around it. The airlines do the same thing, just at a scale that involves billions of dollars and thousands of flights a day. So when Ryanair, one of the most operationally disciplined carriers in the world, stands up and says some European airlines might not make it through the winter, that is worth paying attention to. I'm Tower on ATIS here on Radio Hangar, and today we are going to unpack what Ryanair is actually warning about, why smaller carriers are exposed in a way the big players are not, and what it means for the broader aviation landscape going into the colder months. Before we get into it, a quick word from today's sponsor. This segment of ATIS is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. If you've logged a milestone worth marking, they make aviation challenge coins that actually mean something. First solo, instrument rating, airline transport pilot. Each one built around the discipline and pride it took to get there. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about what Ryanair said, and more importantly, what they didn't say. Ryanair, Europe's largest low-cost carrier by passenger numbers, has announced it is trimming its passenger growth target and holding its winter capacity essentially flat. That is not a small thing. This is a carrier that has historically grown aggressively, year over year, adding routes, adding aircraft, pushing seat counts higher. When Ryanair decides to hold the line instead of pushing forward, the industry listens. Chief Executive Michael O'Leary, who is not known for sugarcoating things, went further. He warned that some European airlines, particularly those with less financial protection against fuel price swings, may not survive the coming winter. That is a direct quote in spirit. He stopped short of naming specific carriers, but the implication was clear. The airlines without strong hedging positions, without the cash reserves to absorb a sustained period of elevated fuel costs, are flying without a safety net. Here is what you need to know about how airline fuel costs work, because this isn't just an airline finance story. This is an aviation story that connects directly to how the whole ecosystem operates. Commercial aviation runs on jet fuel, specifically Jet A1 in Europe and Jet A in the United States. When crude oil prices spike, or when refinery capacity tightens, or when geopolitical events disrupt supply chains, that cost gets passed down to the carriers immediately. The question is how prepared each airline is for that moment. Larger carriers and operationally efficient airlines like Ryanair hedge their fuel. That means they enter into financial contracts months or even years in advance to lock in a portion of their fuel at a fixed price. Think of it like buying fuel for your aircraft at last year's prices. If the market goes up, you've protected yourself. If the market goes down, you've overpaid slightly, but you had budget certainty. For a small regional carrier operating on thin margins, sophisticated hedging programs are expensive to set up and require access to financial instruments that aren't always available to smaller players. Ryanair has consistently run one of the tightest cost structures in European aviation. They fly a single aircraft type, the Boeing 737, one type rating for all their pilots. One parts inventory, one maintenance program, that uniformity is a massive operational advantage. And it means every dollar saved on complexity is a dollar available to absorb volatility somewhere else. Smaller European carriers don't have that cushion. Many of them run mixed fleets. Some are regional operators connecting secondary markets that wouldn't otherwise have commercial service. Others are charter carriers that book capacity months in advance at fixed ticket prices, then get hit by the market between booking and flying. When fuel costs rise sharply after contracts are already sold, those carriers are eating the difference. Do that for one winter, you survive. Do it for two, you start making hard choices. Do it for three, and you may not have the liquidity to make it to spring. European aviation has already seen how quickly things can change. The pandemic collapse took out several carriers entirely, including Flybe in the United Kingdom, Norwegian's intercontinental operations, and a number of smaller regional and charter operators. The industry that emerged from that period was leaner, but not necessarily more resilient to the next disruption. Now, when we talk about a winter fuel crisis in Europe, we are talking about a convergence of factors. Winter in Europe is already the weaker travel season for many routes. Load factors drop. Revenue per seat drops. You're flying the same aircraft, paying the same crews, burning the same fuel for fewer passengers. Add elevated fuel costs to lower revenue, and the math gets painful very fast. There's also the competitive dynamic to consider. Ryanair holding capacity flat during a period when some competitors are struggling is a calculated move. If a rival carrier pulls back routes, or worse, collapses entirely, those slots and markets don't disappear, they become available. Ryanair has the financial position to pick up those routes when the moment is right. They've done it before. From an aviation standpoint, what does carrier consolidation in Europe mean in practical terms? First, reduce competition on some routes, which historically results in higher ticket prices over time. Second, reduce frequency on thinner routes, which affects connectivity for smaller cities and regional airports. Third, it changes the transatlantic picture as well. Several of the carriers most exposed to this kind of pressure serve connecting routes into major European hubs. If those feeders disappear, the hub traffic patterns shift. For general aviation pilots and enthusiasts, this might feel like commercial airline news at arm's length. But the aviation industry is deeply interconnected. The financial health of commercial carriers influences aircraft manufacturing demand. It influences where airports invest in infrastructure. It influences how regulators think about market access and route licensing. When a significant portion of a regional airline market faces potential collapse, the conversation eventually touches everything from fuel availability at smaller airfields to the pipeline of pilots those carriers were training. Speaking of pilot pipelines, Europe has been navigating its own version of the pilot shortage that North America has experienced. Low-cost carriers across the continent have been absorbing new commercial pilots at a significant rate. If multiple carriers contract or fail, that changes the employment picture for commercial pilots across the region. That affects flight academies, type rating programs, and the career paths that entry-level commercial pilots in Europe are planning for right now. There's also the broader question of what this winter looks like for fuel prices globally. Energy markets in Europe have been volatile since the disruptions that began in 2022. Natural gas, which drives electricity costs, which connects to ground operations, to de-icing, to terminal operations, has seen sustained pressure. Jet fuel, while its own market, doesn't exist in isolation from those broader energy dynamics. Ryanair's public warning serves a few purposes. It is partly factual, an accurate read on the financial fragility of some competitors. It is partly strategic, because signaling that others may fail positions Ryanair as the stable choice for aircraft lessors, airports, and regulators looking for reliable partners. And it is partly a message to its own investors, saying we have hedged, we have the cash, we are prepared. Michael O'Leary has made similar warnings before and been right. He called the post-pandemic capacity crunch before others did. He's been vocal about aircraft delivery delays from Boeing affecting the whole industry's growth plans. When he speaks, it tends to be with data behind it, even when the delivery is blunt. The practical watch items heading into the European winter are these. Watch for any carriers that were already on financial watch lists in 2025 to make announcements about route suspensions, emergency fundraising, or merger talks. Watch for slot availability at major European hubs to shift. And if you're traveling commercially across the Atlantic this winter, it is worth checking the operational health of any connecting carrier before booking through smaller regional operators. Things can change quickly. For the full AeroTime reporting on this story, including Ryanair's specific capacity projections and commentary, that piece is available at aerotime.aero. Additional context on European airline market dynamics came from aviation industry trade coverage over the past several months. More at radiohangar.com. Stay ahead of the weather, know your fuel state, and keep the Aviate Navigate Communicate order intact. I'm Tower. This was ATIS.